A local domestic violence treatment center has a new program for people who want to help loved ones who are experiencing abuse. As WXXI's Beth Adams reports, many so-called secondary survivors can use some support themselves.
Lisa Haskins desperately tried to help a family member survive an abusive marriage.
I didn't know if I could say something in certain situations, like when he put her down, or if that would make things more difficult for her. And I just really wasn't sure what to do.
That's not uncommon for people close to abuse victims. Resolve of Greater Rochester hears from parents, friends, loved ones, coworkers, and employers of those experiencing intimate partner violence or domestic violence who say they just don't know how to help.
They are feeling frustrated, they're feeling powerless, they're feeling helpless. Based on their loved one or friend's circumstance and situation, they have a strong desire to help them, to fix them.
That's Carly Iannuzzi, a licensed clinical social worker who helped develop Resolve's new secondary survivor program. It offers counseling sessions to help people set limits on what they can and can't do for the person in the abusive relationship, how to create a safety plan, when to involve the police, how to practice self-care. Haskins wishes she had had that kind of support when her loved one was looking for a way to escape years of psychological abuse. Haskins' family member ultimately took her own life.
If I had known resources were available, if resources had been available, I believe it really could have helped us and made a difference and gotten her to a safe place.
Beth Adams, WXXI News.